it's been great. I just am really excited to be here, be with all these rookies, and I'm really excited to get with the vets next week.
What is it about you that allowed you to come? You were told you weren't going to be able to do this, and here you are now in the NFL. What kept you motivated at times when people were saying you couldn't do this?
A lot of things kept me motivated. I love football more than anything, and I like being the underdog, and when people tell me, you know, I can't do something, that's motivation for anybody. So I like proving people wrong and working my hardest to do that.
Your coach named Frank, and we talked to him, he said, you've really are at the tip of the iceberg with you in terms of your potential. What are some of the things that you want to continue to develop at this level?
A lot of things. I wrote down in my notebook things that I want to improve on just from listening to Coach Jackson for 20 minutes. I was like, oh, I need to improve on that. I need to improve on this. So there's a lot of things. I want to improve my footwork, my hand violence, and a lot of other things that, you know, I feel like can take me to.
What was your first impression of Coach Jackson?
Really, well, when I first met him, he was very calm and very, you know, composed and articulate and just really intelligent man. So I'm excited to work with him. He's very motivating, and I'm excited to see what, you know, he's going to take this program to do.
When you got the call that you're being drafted, I'm sure that was a big moment. Was walking in here almost equally as big of a moment for you, or was the call really what stood out to you?
I mean, the call was incredible, and then like 9 hours later I was in the building, right. So it was all just like a whirlwind. I just couldn't even, it took me like 3 days to process it all. So it was the whole, you know, 24 hours was incredible.
Do you have a favorite sack from your numerous sacks last year?
Maybe the one that I broke Penn State record on. That was probably a good one. Yeah.
You're going to have a sack dance here in the National
Absolutely
Football.
Not. I cannot dance. Absolutely not. I'm just going to get back to the huddle.
Go back.
Yeah.
Act like you've been there, right?
Yeah, right.
Like you've been there.
What are you hoping to show everybody in the rookie minicamp?
I just want to show everybody that I'll play hard, play fast, and I want to be able to pick up all the new plays and stuff.
So the Browns obviously have had some adversity before you got here. You went through plenty of adversity, obviously, at Penn State. Do you think that has prepared you for the task at hand, turning something around here in Cleveland?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's dealt with adversity in some form or another. And I can tell by the guys that are here, everybody's really tough, really devoted. So I think that we're going to work our absolute hardest to turn things around and start winning some games.